When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
As I said, a lot of things going on after the high school football season. One of them is a huge one. It happens every year. Different forms of it, but the Miami-Dade Broward County All-Star Game has been paramount and has been a place where, oh, boy, it's over the last 25, 30 years that they've had one form of it or another, there's been some big-time players who've participated in it. This year, again, some marquee players, Alec DeGrosso, who has done a tremendous job along with his staff and putting this game together this week, is kind enough to join us. Alec, thanks so much for taking the time, and look forward to it always. And you guys have upped the ante by having quite a few good-looking kids in there.
Man, Mr. Bluestein, first, thank you for having me. And second, we are very excited as well. You should have seen those athletes at Media Day at LaSalle this Sunday.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt it. I mean, you know, you take a look at this game, and certainly, you know, you, as you mentioned, some pretty good talent in it. Ennio Yapur, who's Dade County's all-time leading passer at Norland, had an opportunity to watch him since youth league. And Randy Phillips, a quarterback from Carroll City who's been around. His father played back in the day at the University of Miami. Certainly a pretty good-looking kid. Talk about some of the guys. I mentioned two of them. I knew you have a ton of good-looking kids in there and guys that a lot of people want to come out and see this week.
No, yeah, appreciate that. So just highlighting a couple of the Dade players, you just touched on two of them. But Ennio Yapur, he was a MVP of our Crib Classic 7-on-7 event this year. He's a phenomenal player. He's breaking passing records, and he has yet to sign, and he's somebody who deserves that opportunity. That rolls right into a Randy Phillips. This is a kid who played and grew up in Broward but transferred to Carroll City, had a great season, and still hasn't signed. It's the same thing. Like, he can really use this event as an opportunity to get one last film in and prove to colleges that he's somebody that they should take. Another Dade guy, we got Bryce Fitzgerald. That's one of the best two-way players you'll see out of Columbus. A little controversial, but we have a Malachi Toney playing in the game who, as you all know, he's the Nat Moore winner. He's decided that it looks like he's going to play with Dade during the first half of the game, and I'm not going to tell you too much about what's going to happen in the second half of the game.
What, is he going to referee the game in the second half?
we'll leave that for the fans to see at the on game day. But moving into Broward, you have a Chance Washington. This is a guy who was in our DMs asking for an invite, and then he goes out and dominates in the state title game. This is an example of, you know, giving exposure to kids that deserve it. And, you know, this is a kid who really does. You move on to a Keith Thompson Jr. This is a linebacker with a major comeback story that everybody should really know about. Andrew Indorf, this is a gritty and smart quarterback for St. Thomas. Made huge plays in states. Really happy to have him leading the charge.
Very smart kid.
Oh, man. It was a pleasure to meet him on Sunday. Really was. Yeah. Sean Pascal, one of the most electric running backs in the state, hasn't really been given a shot here either. Balled against Eli this year, and it was part of their success. He was the offensive MVP of the Broward All-Star Game, and that earned him a spot in the Dade vs. Broward game. So that's just highlighting a couple of the athletes we have in our game, and we're really excited about them being a part of it.
Yeah, you just talk about Sean, and Sean's a kid who, you know, back in the day played you know, football in Deerfield. You know, he started out in Deerfield, and the kid was a youth phenom, and then made his way over to Ely. And as you said, I mean, it was amazing, you know, how he, you know, was able to, you know, get in the All-Star game and the BCA All-Star game last week and become one of the MVPs. And you know, you touched on Andrew Indorf. Here's a kid who, you know, I mean, he just gets it done. He's, you know, he's not the flashy kid. He's not the guy who's got all those stars next to his name, but he wins. Two state titles in a row. You know, he's one of those, you know, maybe if not an Ivy League, certainly a Patriot League type of kid, a Lehigh, you know, maybe a Holy Cross or somebody like that who has an opportunity to get somebody on campus. And it's funny you mentioned Chance Washington, Alec, because last week when we were watching him, there was a coach from Iowa there. And it seemed like he kept asking me, you know, what's this kid's story? Does he have anything? This kid is a heck of a runner. And you got to remember, Chance has been around for 4 years. He, you know, he was at Western. He was at American Heritage. He's had an opportunity to, you know, be behind people. And I'm so happy for him that, you know, he and Cedric White split the duties this year, you know, and the kid had, what, almost 1,000 yards as quote-unquote backup. You mentioned Bryce Fitzgerald. The kid's just he's like Malachi Toney. He's a plug and play kid. He gets to the next level. You can't keep him on the bench. Certainly a tremendous athlete. And, you know, Ennio Yapor is somebody that I have affection for because of the fact that I've known him for a while. He not only is a tremendous football player, but he's a great kid. He's a leader, already has a foundation as a young kid. And he also had the opportunity to play for 5 years because he played at Champagnat Catholic before he went to Norland, and he holds down a 4.2 GPA. So to compound with some of those kids that you have, I mean, there's, like you said, there's a great story behind every one of them. And, you know, Keith Thompson, as you mentioned, certainly a big time story. Talk about the game. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the name of the game here is exposure. That's what we're really trying to provide here. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Frank Tucker, who curated this event for the past couple of years. He was able to take his dream job at the University of Miami and was no longer able to produce this event. Thankfully, we had just produced our Crib Classic 7-on-7 event, and it was kind of perfect timing where this event wasn't going to happen, and we had to jump on it. And it once we heard that opportunity, it honestly clicked for me. This was something in 2009 that I played in, and it got me to the next level, honestly. I needed that last game coming out of Farmer Trinity, and this got me the exposure to go play with, like, the real athletes in South Florida against the Geno Smith. So you bring up those big names.
Yep, no doubt. And Frank did a tremendous job. Frank's one of the good guys, and I'm glad that he, like you say, got his dream job. Talked to Frank quite a bit, and certainly it laid the foundation. He wasn't afraid to get this thing going the way it should be, and I'm glad you guys compounded on it. Let everybody know, because there's a lot of people listening. You know, give the exact date, time, you know, where it is. Everybody wants to know. We have a lot of listeners, and obviously we ran something on it the other day on our social media. But let everybody know, Alec, if you can.
No, Larry, you're the man. So December 21st, we're going to have three games. So at 1 p.m., we're going to kick off with the 8th graders. It's going to be 8th grade Dade versus Broward, which was a game that happened in the past. At 3 p.m., we're adding a game. We're going to be featuring Little Rod, who's a phenom down here out of Miami Gardens. He's going to be playing the Miami Police Athletic League at 3 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., we're going to have the senior Dade versus Broward. So it's going to be a fun-filled event. You'll also have the junior Dolphins flag out there, women's flag. It's going to be a great day.
No doubt. Okay, let everybody know where it is. It's Saturday, right? Am I right?
Yeah, sorry about that. So Saturday, December 21st, gates open at 12 p.m., and it's at Inner Miami's training facility.
Okay, beautiful place, former Lockhart Stadium site, certainly where the state championships were the last couple of years, right next door at formerly Dry Pink Stadium. Alec, I can't thank you enough. We'll definitely see you out there. Kudos to everybody involved for doing this. It's a big time event. As you mentioned there, you just gave the tip of the iceberg of the kids that are be playing. In just a minute or so, we're going to be talking to one of them that also is going to be playing. He's going to take time out tonight from the practice, Nick Romero, the kicker from St. Thomas, who's going to join us in a minute or so as well. And that's another huge story. This young man is a four-year player for a state championship team, and the kid's got like stratosphere grades and just a tremendous young man as well.
Thank you, Larry. And I would be remiss without saying that we wouldn't be anywhere with the 305 Sports, the Twins, the Euro Twins. They are the microphone for this event right now, along with the entire community. But just wanted to throw a huge shout out to Michael and Anthony. Love what those guys are doing. They've really helped with the event, and they're making this thing bigger than it's ever been.
I agree. I'll echo that. I hang out with both of them all the time when we're at games. They're amazing workers. They're very intelligent young men. Somehow they graduated from Arizona State while doing this. I don't know how that happened, but nevertheless, and I want to give also a shout out to Jose Duaso, who is he works for the kids tirelessly, and like yourself. Alec, thank you very much. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Bluestein.
Good stuff. Alec DeGrasse, who has worked extremely hard for the Miami-Dade Broward County All-Star Game that'll be coming up Saturday. We'll be running a lot of the promos on our Twitter and also our Facebook. So get an opportunity to get out there and support these young men.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.